there shall be light in Goshen. You know very well that when the Israelites came finally to see Joseph, the Bible says in the book of Genesis 45 verse 10, when they have finally seen their brother, the Bible said in the verse 10 that Joseph said, "And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children and thy children's children, and thy flocks and thy herds and all that thou hast, and there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto thee. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen, and ye shall haste and bring down my father hither." Hallelujah. So here we see Joseph revealing himself to his brothers, and then he said to them that, look, you are no more going back to where you came from. You will dwell with me on the land of Egypt, but you will dwell in a suburb of Egypt, which is called Goshen, so that my eyes will behold and be watching over thee, and I will nourish thee there. Say amen. So the land of Goshen, let's say this place is Egypt, so we can call our Medina area Goshen. Say amen. Because you can walk all the way from here all the way to Medina. It's a suburb of the place. And then at a point, Joseph died, and there arose a new king who didn't know Joseph and suppressed the people of God. They suppressed them, hindered them, and destroyed their images, raped their children, married their wives, and did so many evil. And the people began to cry unto the Lord for a deliverer. So the Lord appeared unto Moses on Mount Horeb and told Moses, go back to Egypt and tell Pharaoh that enough is enough. Now therefore, let my people go. Say amen. Are you following me so far? So now God decided to deliver the people. He said, Pharaoh, don't let it go, but out of a strong outstretched arm, I will bring you out of bondage. Say amen. And the Bible also said, Pharaoh's heart was hardened because they have oppressed them for so many years. So now the time of vengeance had come from God to deliver 3.5 million people, according to theologians, who were dwelling in the land of Goshen. So the Lord started bringing down many plagues upon them. And the Bible said in Exodus chapter number 10, Exodus chapter 10, reading from verse number 21, Exodus 10, 21, look at it. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand towards heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Hallelujah. But all the children of Israel, they had what? Light in their dwellings. It is a very mysterious thing to think that the world is divided into day and night. And night will be here. And night is supposed to, if night falls here, it also falls in Medina area. Are you getting me? But the Lord wanted to show to Pharaoh and his men that there is a God who answers prayers. Am I talking to somebody here? There is a God who you phantom the ways of him. So he said, now I will bring darkness in the land of Egypt. the darkness will be so thick that you can't see your brother a foot away. And the Bible said the place was pitch darkness. Theologians said, even when they lit a candle, the fire was put out. Yeah, if you read the commentary. They could not light anything. The supernatural darkness covered the light they wanted, so that the whole land of Egypt was covered in 3 days, thick darkness, such a way that nobody moved from where he was. If you sat here, you sat here for 3 days because you can't see anything. You can't do anything. You can't cook. You can't go out. If you don't take it, you have to even poo-poo where you are. You can't see where the toilet is. But at the same time, in the same neighborhood, there was light in Goshen. I don't know who I'm talking to. There shall be light in Goshen. There shall be light in Goshen. At the time when there is economic hardship, there shall be light in your Goshen. At the time when there is difficulty and people are complaining, God shall show you light. It is about time God takes care of his own. Tell somebody, there shall be light in Goshen. The people of God have a dwelling. We are in the same country with everybody. And people are crying that things are difficult, things are hard, things are this. But your confession and your situation will be different. And people will be wondering, how come we are all suffering, we are all in challenges, but you are smiling, going to church with your handkerchief, praising God, because there is light in Goshen. God is taking care of his own. Say, I receive that light. People haven't seen God in action before. This is the time the Lord will show to you that you are not serving me in vain. Say amen. In the same Exodus chapter 9, Exodus 9, the Bible said, and the Lord said unto Moses, go in unto Pharaoh and tell him, thou sayest the Lord, God of Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. And the Bible said, for if thou refuse to let them go and will hold them still, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thy cattle, which is in the field, upon the horses, upon the asses, upon the camels, upon the oxen, upon the sheep, there shall be a very grievous murrain. Murrain is like an infectious animal disease that affects animals and kills them. And the Lord shall sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt. Are you there? And there shall nothing die of all that is the children of Israel. And the Lord appointed a set time, say, tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land. And the Lord did that thing on the morrow, and all the cattle of Egypt died. But the cattle of the children of Israel died not one. Say amen. Am I talking to somebody here? And the cattle of the children of Israel died not one. And Pharaoh sent, and behold, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites dead. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. Hallelujah. A disease affecting all animals affected the Egyptian cattle, but the cattle of the Israelites were identified by God, and he kept them alive, and not one animal died. Am I in church or have I gone somewhere? It's about time you see your God in action. Say amen. Not one. These cattle, they don't know who is who. They just mingle among themselves. And one cattle is infected, the other one is not. The time has come when God must put a separation between the Christian and the one who doesn't believe in God, so that they may know your God. Because in this difficult time, people are still coming to church. People are still putting petrol in their car. People are still coming to church, giving their offering. And somebody may think that you're a fool.
When you cannot feed your family, you are going to church and give your money to the pastors. But the Lord shall vindicate you. The Lord shall prove to the world that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Your cattle will not die. There shall be light in Goshen. Tell somebody, there shall be light in Goshen. The cry of the unrighteous shall not be your cry. The cry of the harsh, you see, we are in the same country. But you see, God has a way of preserving the righteous. God knows his own. We are in the same country. Say amen. Some live at Airport Hill, some live at Libya, some live at Mount Mobile, some live at Lagos Town. But the Lord knows his own. Out of the midst of your brethren, you are the only standing person as a Christian going to church. And the Lord will prove to you that it is he who looks after people. At a time when people are crying, the Lord is promoting you. At a time when people are shutting their business, you are expanding your business. At a time when people are being demoted, your boss is calling you and adding more salaries to it. At a time when people are retreating, you are advancing. I see you advancing. I see you breaking forth. At a time when people are counting their losses, you are counting your profits. Tell somebody, there shall be light in Goshen. Do you believe in a prophet? I have come to prophesy to you this morning that it doesn't matter the challenges everybody's going through. The Lord will turn your tables around. The Lord will turn your sorrow into joy. The Lord will turn your nothing into something. That which is down, that which people have trouble upon, I see the Lord lifting you up. There shall be light in Goshen. When people are withdrawing their children from school, you are advancing your children in another school. When people don't know how to feed their children, you have excess capacity in your house. But my God, everybody say, but my God shall supply all, not some of my needs. All my needs according to his riches in glory. Am I in church at all? Finish the sentence. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. Because of that, I shall never want. I decree and declare, between now and December, you will not lack one day in your life. The word I am broke will not be your vocabulary. The word I cannot feed my family. The Bible said, David said, I have been young and now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. There shall be light in Goshen. You will never be forsaken. You will not carry your children to an unbelieving prostitute to beg for bread. You will not go to your brother who is a drug dealer and ask for money. You will feed your families. God will take care of you. You shall be light, and others will come and see thy light. For in thy light we shall see light. Oh my God. Am I in church or I've gone somewhere? Who am I talking to? Do not cry like the cry of the unbeliever. Do not mourn like people who do not have hope. For in Christ Jesus, there is hope for the future. The book of Job chapter 14 says, there is hope for a tree. There is hope for a tree in the forest, that if it be cut down by the scent of water, it shall spring up again. I see you springing up again by the scent of water. If a tree in the forest can have hope, then you are more than a tree. Say amen. The book of Matthew, it said, there are millions of birds in the skies. God feeds the millions of birds. He clothes the grass. Shall he not much more clothe you? Do not worry as the unbelievers are worrying. They can come up with the biggest figures on the media. They can increase cement to 80 cedis. You will finish your house. They can increase whatever they want. The dollar can go from 20 cedis to a dollar. You will still be able to feed your family. There shall be economic crunch, but God will take care of his own. I am thy God. He said, and I shall restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. Anything locusts have eaten, believe God for restoration. I shall, there shall be light in Goshen. It will not happen that you pick a phone and call an unbelieving friend that there is nothing in the house. No. For them to say what? No, it will not happen. By the time you are opening your mouth, the answer is there. God will put your need in the heart of somebody. Listen. When the Israelites were on en route to their promised land, Keto, when they needed water, the most difficult place to get water is from a rock. And the Lord brought them water from a rock. Say amen. Are you there? When they needed food, manna came from heaven. I am Jehovah Jireh, your God who is more than enough. This year, it will be more than enough for you. Friends who don't believe in church, who don't believe in whatever, will come to you because they have seen light in Goshen. Those who are sitting in darkness, cursing churches and pastors, they shall see light in Goshen. Say amen. The Lord is my light and is also my salvation. Whom shall I fear? When they are coming on the airwaves to announce difficult times, you laugh at the storm because Christ is in the midst of the storm. Oh, am I in church or something? Christ in you is the hope of glory. I do not mourn like the way the unbelievers mourn who have no hope. But I have hope in me that if it is very difficult, my God will carry me. That is where at a point there were 4 steps. At a point they became 2 steps. Why? Because the Lord carried you. May the Lord carry you in the midst of these difficult, challenging times. Don't reduce the food for your children. Don't tell your wife to tighten her belt. Let the belt be as they are. Don't reduce the meat on your children's plate and tell the nyama boy, no, it is God who... No, don't reduce the chop money. Because you serve a God who is more than enough. Don't postpone your wedding. Don't cut down the reception. Don't say people should take achomo and Fanta and go home. Have a full-scale buffet. Oh my God. Because the buffet shall be provided by God. People will be giving you phone calls left and right. I'll take over your drinks. I'll take over your food. I'll pay for your garment. I'll pay for your shoes. People, God will put you on people's hearts. Who am I talking to? There shall be light in Goshen. Say amen. So, Obraniye din kwa. Yeah? Unyami beyamau. The God who, when Joshua was fighting and night was falling, Joshua spoke to God. Keto is a very wonderful thing that a man can tell God, hold the sun. Hold a son. I have a battle I am fighting, and I must win the battle. So tell the son to stop moving on his orbit until the battle is won. And the Lord heed to the voice of a man. Put the scripture there. Say amen. I was surprised. The Lord heed to the voice of a man. The son stood still, and the mood stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is it not written in the book of Joshua? So the son stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down above a hole. Oh my God. Somebody will be removed from office because of you. Somebody will vacate his post so that you can occupy the place. Those who have schemed to demote you, they will end up promoting you, because there is light in Goshen. Am I talking to somebody here? When they have planned to destroy you, they end up promoting you. Say, I hear you. Because there is light in Goshen. In 2 Kings chapter 7, the 6 to the 7 talks about how the whole of Samaria was besieged with hunger. In fact, it was besieged with hunger so much that, are you there? They were boiling human beings to eat. Yeah. They were besieged with so much hunger that they didn't know what to do. And the Bible said, and the king, 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 28, and the king said unto her, what aileth thee? And this woman said, give thy son that we may eat him today, and we'll eat my son tomorrow. I don't know if the Bible is true on this world, that you are boiling a human being to eat. A child. Not even a full human being, a child. So which part of the body do they eat? Is it the head? The eyes? Which part? Because when it is chicken, I know what part to eat. Chicken wings, chicken thighs. I mean, chicken wings and chicken thighs, the rest is for the others. Gizzard, chicken wings, chicken thighs, that's mine. Say amen. But a human being, is it the thigh, the arm? How do you put it? It was a very serious economic, bad economic situation. But the king said, if God does not help you, then who else can help you? It means there is a helper. There is a helper somewhere. And I see God helping you. Wow. And the Bible said there was a great famine in Samaria. Behold, they besieged it. And an ass head was sold for 70 pieces of silver, and a fourth part of a dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. And as the king of Israel was passing by the wall, they cried a woman unto him, saying, help, my lord, O king. And he said, in verse 27, if the Lord do not help thee, whence can I help thee? Out of the barn floor or out of the wine press? It means that man is limited by the help he can give. But God has limitless resources. His storehouse doesn't finish. Say amen. His water doesn't run dry. Before you knelt down, he knew what you were going to ask. By the time Abraham was moving to the mountain with Isaac, a ramp was also moving towards the same mountain. A provision from God will be moving towards your need. You will receive a knock at your door tomorrow, and the answer to your problem is coming from the person who is coming to knock on your door. By the time we close this service, there will be a text message on your phone. When you open your phone, the answer to your problem is on the text message. Tomorrow morning when you go to the office, you open your email account, read all your emails, because there will be a particular email that is solving your problem to show to you that there is light in Goshen. Say, I hear you, Pastor. in the midst of the challenges. The Bible said in 2 Kings 7, then Elisha, from verse 1, then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thou sayest the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. Prophesy in the midst of chaos. Prophesy, speak God's word in the midst of economic difficulties. Superimpose your frustration with the word of God.
Say amen. When people say that the bia or men equal, it is not so with you. The bia or men equal, ye young queen, ye say ye weary. Say amen. Baby, a dollar ne call it. You to be your business. People, no, that's not a confession. Baby, a dollar ne call it. Say we free jail. Say we whatever. Whether the dollar has left the jail, there's one thing for sure: God will take care of his own. Say amen. Am I talking to somebody here? When people are saying that, well, I don't know how this country, I think I better leave this country and go somewhere because this country, I don't know where it's coming to. Have you traveled of late? Have you gone to the UK? It has a worse economic condition than Ghana. Have you gone to the US? When was the last time you went to the US? What you will buy with $100, you have to use $20 to buy it. Yes. You could fill your basket with $100. Now, you need about $200. They are suffering. They are going through difficulties. But you see, the Lord knoweth his own. The Lord knoweth the righteous. The Lord has already preserved the righteous before the economic difficulties. Already. So, when you get up in the morning, speak God's word. Today is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh my God. When you wake up in the morning, sing praises unto the Lord. Say, as I am going, you see, every day of my life I am blessed. I am blessed rising up from the bed. I am blessed when I'm taking a shower. I am blessed when I sit in my car. The car I am driving is covered by the blood of Jesus. There may be accidents on the way, but mine was my car. The enemy might have located my car, but the Lord shall blind the enemy, and death will escape my car. I am blessed driving out. I am blessed driving in. I am blessed when I meet people. Where doors have been shut, oh, there shall be an opening for me. In these last days, when men are cast down, there is a lifting for me. Oh my God, can you give the Lord a mighty shout, somebody? Thank you. When cement is 70 cedis per bag, you are now breaking grounds. And you will build with speed. Don't abandon your project in the bush, because God shall give to you to finish your project. Tell the person beside you, look at me very well. Take my phone number. Because by the end of this year, where God is taking me, you will wish you have my number to be calling me for help. For there shall be light in Goshen. There shall be light in Goshen. There shall be provision in Goshen. There shall be supply in Goshen. There shall be open heavens in Goshen. There shall be favor in Goshen. There shall be speed in Goshen. Oh my God, my God, my God. The Bible said, I will take care of the righteous. The wicked perishes, but the righteous shall flourish. Oh my God, I shall flourish like the palm tree.
and I shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon. Hey! This year, by the time we are ending, I see you flourishing. In the midst of economic difficulty, I am going around dedicating people's houses. I went to one of my son's house. Beautiful house. Beautiful. In the midst of economic hardship, I am dedicated. I am here to dedicate your house. Don't abandon your project in the bush. You are finishing. Fine finish. Tell somebody, fine finish. Fine finishing. POP, glazing, spotlight, white kitchen, double garage. In the midst of economic hardship, there shall be light in Goshen. You will not die with the unrighteous. You will not suffer loss with the unrighteous. You will not sing their songs. In the midst of economic hardship, you are going on holidays with your family. They say, are you digging a gold somewhere? It's not gold, it's my God. In the midst of economic hardship, you are expanding your factory. You are getting another shop. You are expanding your shop, your beauty shop, your nail shop, your hair shop. You are expanding, you are opening branches. You are employing more workers. When people are cutting down on staff, you are employing staff. There shall be light in Goshen. Tell somebody, be my friend. Oh. Be nice to me. Oh. Even though I don't know you. Be my friend. Because this year, my level don't change. I said this year, my level don't change. Tell the person, say, look at me well. The way you see me now, in 6 months, when you see me again, you may not recognize me because my level don't change. You see, my level don't change is in Nigerian English. Say amen. Say amen. Are you there? Don't tell your son you cannot go to the university. Tell him, pack your bags. You are going. Don't cut down on the happiness in the house by bringing depressing news. Nyame boy ding, mususu ndidi. Don't give salt water to your children for breakfast. Let them still drink the cornflakes, the Milo, Ovaltine, and donuts, and cheese, and biscuits. Because my God! You know, when I came from England, I went to my storeroom to take Ovaltine. I realized that the Ovaltine was finished. I said, honey, where is the Ovaltine? He said, well, you got some guests and we have to serve them. So I said, Lord, my Ovaltine is... I just said it like a casual. I didn't even mean it, grass. Okay. By the close of the following day, somebody in this church sent for my driver. He said, come with your car to my shop. I didn't make no phone call. Come with your car to my shop. And the brother went there. This woman loaded my car. Ovaltine, corned beef, sardine, baked beans, name it. The boot was full.
You can come to my house, I can have some.
Yeah, but the boot was full. I didn't pray. I just said, oh, poverty is finished. Quickly, God put it on the heart of somebody. By the time you are complaining, God will put it in the heart of somebody. Somebody will write a check for you before he's thinking of what he's writing. You will inherit money you didn't work for. Get ready to drive a car you didn't buy. Hey! There is somebody who is about to drive a car he didn't buy. This is not a prophecy. This is reality. Somebody is about to drive a car. The person doesn't know that he's about to drive a car. He has need of a car. I say, honey, give this car to this person. So the person is walking around. Doesn't know that a car has been given to him. Tell somebody, look at me well. Oh. In the next 60 days, when you see me, you will ask whether I have gone to Dubai and come. You haven't gone anywhere. Meet a Krobuya. Nyamine Shirame. Nyami Shirabadu Shirabo. Or Tanfu and Yeden. And to me, say Nyami Eshirano. Upa Umpo. Nyami Eshirano. Newe Shirano. Nami Sumayeden. Meye Shira. Kasi amen. Don't wake up in the morning and do bad makeup and say because of economic hardship, please. Do beautiful makeup. Look very smiling. When you come to church, sing with joy because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Say amen. Don't tell your fiancé, honey, the way the economic situation is going, you know, our wedding is postponed indefinitely. Hey! What kind of language is that? Do not postpone your wedding because you'll be fornicating too much. You want to continue fornicating? Tell somebody, stop that rough there. Go ahead and plan the marriage. Somebody will do your cake. Another person will do your shoes. I met one of my sons. I said, when are you married? He said, oh, Reverend, very soon. I said, when you decide to marry, your suit, your tie, your shoes, your belt, your pocket, purse, I will take care of it. So, daddy, I've been thinking of how to. I said, no, the suit you wear, people will ask you, how did you get that suit? You and your best man, your suit is provided for. Just walk the aisle here. Bring the date. I said, Reverend, I've been thinking. I said, don't think anymore. It's done. Say amen. Are you there? Tell somebody, there is light in my Goshen. Then a Lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might these things be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof. Don't doubt what I'm telling you. Say amen. I was telling the first service that I was on my way from England to Ghana. I'm sitting, relaxing in my seat, asleep, when the Lord woke me up. And he woke me up with the word, there shall be light in Goshen. I said, what kind of word is this? So quickly, because I know that the word Goshen only appears in Exodus. So I went into the Exodus, started reading the story. That was when I discovered, you see, I've read it before, but then it came to me. There were certain things that the Lord did to the Egyptians, but he spared the people in Goshen. I said, what a word. Even me, myself, in the plane, I was just rejoicing at the word. The guys who were sitting by me were like, is this guy okay? The Bible said, I rejoiced at the word, at thy word, like a man who chances upon a spoil. Yes. When you know a spoil, like booty, when you chance upon it, the joy you have is like the way you rejoice at his word. I started looking at it, and I said, let me connect two scriptures to it. Then I connected Exodus 17, when Elijah the Tishbite closed the heavens, and 3.5 years there was no rain, but the ravens brought him food in the morning and food in the evening. God will command ravens to bring you food. Then the Bible said, and the brook dried up. And he said, leave the brook Cherith and go to Zidon. There is a widow woman there. I want you to sustain the widow woman. The man was feeding on ravens, now was going to sustain a widow woman. When he got there, the widow woman was gathering his last two sticks to go and prepare his last meal. And he said, widow woman, go and gather your stick, but prepare me a little cake first. And thou sayest the Lord, the barrel of meal in your heart will not waste, nor the cruse of oil fail until the Lord send the rain. She prepared the food, brought it to the man of God. When she went back to her kitchen, the flour had multiplied and the oil had multiplied. I prophesied to somebody, your kitchen will never become dry. You know, when you wake up this morning, we're going to bring the Lord a tithe. The devil will say that, hey, are you going to give your tithe when there is economic hardship? Haven't you heard a story about tithing? That tithing is not for a new believer. Please, don't listen to those things. Do what you have been doing for so many years. For the Lord shall preserve thee. Say amen. And the Bible said, and the woman and her son and her household, and they ate, they drank for many days. Say amen. I prophesy to somebody, your bank account will never go negative. You will no more borrow to eat. You will not go to your father and your mother to tell him that they are old. You are supposed to be giving them food. You don't go and collect food from there. Your unbelieving friend who doesn't go to church, you will not go and beg for bread, because my God shall supply all your needs. Say amen. God bless you. Hello.